And welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports Page. It's time now for a Let's Get to Know segment with Norwalk's Kristen Geisler. Kristen is the girls' tennis coach at Norwalk and one of our newest color commentators on KNIA KRLS. Kristen, how long have you been at Norwalk Community School District now? And just kind of tell me about your time there, what you teach, what you've coached, etc.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Mike. I have been a part of the Norwalk community since 2003. I came here, it was my first teaching job. I taught seventh grade English at the middle school. So I started coaching that very first year. I told myself, I'm really going to focus on the classroom. I'm really going to focus on my teaching. But I ended up coaching something every season that first year. I coached middle school volleyball. I coached middle school basketball, tennis, and middle school softball. So I've done a variety of coaching positions over the years in Norwalk. And so I taught in Norwalk for about 13 years. And my current job is I work at Hartford Elementary, which is in Carlisle, and I work in the library.
Okay. So yeah, definitely a lot of coaching experience there and teaching experience over the years. And we look forward to having you on on some of our games here during the basketball season.
Yes, something new that I'm trying is working on the broadcast, and I'm very new. I'm a newbie. I'm a rookie. You work with a lot of seasoned veterans, so it's something very fun and new and different that I'm tackling, I guess.
Well, you kind of got thrown into the fire there at the state volleyball tournament. That was a difficult thing to announce. It was very fast-paced, and you did fine there, so I think you'll be an excellent addition.
Well, thank you very much, Mike. I did. I had a great time doing that. Covering the match for the Norwalk Warriors, so it was a great experience.
Let's talk about you just a little bit more before we get into some of your favorites. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Fort Dodge, so I'm a Dodger. I attended Fort Dodge Senior High School. After high school, I went to Iowa Central Community College, which is also in Fort Dodge, and I played on the volleyball team there for 2 years, and then after my time at Iowa Central, I went to UNI. And that's where I completed my degree and loved the intramural scene at UNI. I like to say I was an intramural all-star, but really like participating in those things in college. So
that's awesome. Everybody's an intramural all-star, right?
Yes, absolutely. Got to get the t-shirt.
Yeah, for sure. How about now, what's some hobbies of yours?
I love doing anything active. I love to still play tennis, pickleball, bike riding. Our family has kayaks, so we like to take our kayaks out to various places around the metro area. So yeah, anything that can get me outside and stay active.
Now, being the girls' tennis coach, do you ever get involved in some singles matches against them and show your stuff?
You know, every once in a while, we definitely try to play with the girls, which is still a lot of fun to get back in there and hit around with them. So yeah, it makes you feel like you still have it sometimes. So
how about tell us about your family.
Sure. My husband, Michael, we've almost been married for 20 years. This summer will be our 20th anniversary. And we have a 16-year-old and a 14-year-old.
Okay. Sons, daughters?
Oh, we have a 16-year-old son, Eli, and a 14-year-old daughter, Logan.
Okay. Let's talk about, I guess, as far as the in-state rivalry goes, are you a Hawkeye fan or a Cyclone fan?
Well, I root for college sports in Iowa in general. I really do. I cheer for all the teams, the Hawks, the Panthers, Bulldogs, Cyclones, but I do have more people in my family who are ISU grads and Cyclone fans, however, so we do tend to lean to the Cyclones.
Yeah, I guess I should have known you were a Panther in there too, so since you went to UNI, but any great memories from any of those teams, you know, besides going to UNI, any great sports memories from your time there or from going to any Iowa or Iowa State games?
You know, I always loved following the Panther volleyball team as a student at UNI, and just watching them play in the West Gym was always a fun experience. It was kind of a really closer atmosphere, a smaller gymnasium, and that was always a lot of fun to root for the Panthers.
And once again, we're visiting with Kristen Geisler on Let's Get to Know. She's the Norwalk girls tennis coach and one of our new color commentators on KNIA KRLS. How about family vacations? What's a great family vacation that you've been on? Where did you go? What were some of the memories from that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We do love to travel. We're a national park family. We like to hit up national parks. One of our favorite national parks, we visited Acadia in Maine, and that was a really great vacation. I have a sister who lives in New York City, so we've gone out to New York City quite a few times, and that is always a very fun experience for our family. There's always something new to do out there that we have never done before. So definitely enjoy traveling whenever possible.
Is there a place that you haven't been to yet that you'd really like to get to on traveling?
Oh, yeah, I absolutely. I'm I have been fortunate that I was able to attend the U.S. Open tennis tournament in New York, so it would be quite incredible to be able to visit any of the other three. Wimbledon, the French, Australian Open, that would be on my bucket list of places to go.
How about pets, family pets? Do you have any dogs or cats?
We have a rabbit.
Okay.
So not your typical pet, but we do. We have a rabbit named Oliver.
And then music-wise, what's on your playlist right now? What are you listening to?
Oh, well, right now it's the holiday season. So, you know, you've got Light 104.1 that plays the holiday music constantly. So that's what I've been listening to lately.
Yeah, I just heard some of that last weekend. Speaking of the holidays, what is your favorite holiday and why?
Well, since it is the season, we've been getting out all of our holiday decorations. So definitely enjoy Christmas time. So looking forward to that time off here soon.
Absolutely. And then how about when you get back from a late tennis meet? It doesn't have to be a midnight snack, but what's a late night snack for you? Guilty pleasure when you get home late?
Guilty pleasure? Probably any type of cookie. I do also love M&Ms. So those would be some definitely late night snack options.
Of course, right now is the time for shopping for others, but if you could go on a shopping spree anywhere, somebody gave you $500 and to spend, where would you go?
Oh, wow, that is a great question. $500, where would I spend it? I could easily spend that at Target. That wouldn't be very challenging. So let's go with that. I would definitely make a good Target run there.
Okay. How about a family tradition? I know you guys, go on a lot of trips, but is there something outside of your vacations that's a kind of a tradition of yours, maybe around the holidays?
Sure. Definite tradition we have is we put up our Christmas decorations around the Thanksgiving holiday, and just putting up the various ornaments every year it's quite nice. It's quite nostalgic to put up the ornaments that I had when I was a child, and I'm very grateful that I still have those. But something that we always do as a family on Christmas Eve is we watch It's a Wonderful Life. So we have dinner, and it's always a must that we watch that movie on Christmas Eve.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's on every year, on NBC?
Uh-huh.
Okay, how about any collections? Have you collected anything over the years?
We just have a lot of, from our travels, we have collected souvenirs and things like that. If we travel, we try to get something like a pin. We have a map in our basement where we put up pins of places that we've been. So we try to collect things like that from various locations that we visit.
Okay, and I'll ask just one more for you here, Kristen. If you could time travel, where would you go? Where and when would you go?
Oh, time travel. Let's see. Where would I want to time travel to? I would just say maybe back to the 80s or 90s.
decades. Yes, they were. All right. Well, that's been our Let's Get to Know with Norwalk's Kristen Geisler. And thanks a lot for joining us today, Kristen.
Thank you so much, Mike. And thank you for all the great coverage of Norwalk Sports.